Hello everyone, I'm George Milan. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about the Ukraine war. It's now lasted longer than the First World War, but about that more later. So here we are on days at 1579, if our memory serves, into Russia's full-scale, unprovoked and illegal invasion of Ukraine, so declared illegal by the International Court of Justice. No other war has ever had that designation from the ICJ before. Well, President Volodymyr Zelensky told his Belarusian analog, Alexander Lukashenko, that Belarus must remove the Russian equipment from its soil, which are used for attacks on Ukraine. And he publicly said that if Belarus does not do so within 7 days, then Ukraine will. So Belarus is part of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, which is Russia's military alliance. And supposedly the Union State, there's almost free trade, there's the mutuality of rights of residence and right to work and so forth. And in 1999, Lukashenko himself signed a treaty agreeing to eventually be reabsorbed back into the Russian Federation. Moscow's frustrated this hasn't happened. And actually, one of Russia's war aims was the complete absorption of Belarus as well as Ukraine, because on day one, they issued a communique and it said, that's it, we've done it. We've fully united Belarus, Ukraine and Russia. And that was taken down within hours. So Lukashenko's in more recent years tried to resist being drawn too much into Moscow's orbit. But because he's got no democratic legitimacy, because of massive protests, because of economic dependency, he hasn't done that. Now, he hasn't gone to war against Ukraine. Some Belarusian military units have helped logistically and so on. There are obviously some Belarusians who've joined the Russian army, but as such has not declared war on Ukraine, has not crossed the border. And Lukashenko, despite being a sort of an old style communist, not so much in the economic sense, but, you know, certainly believing in a personalist style of rule, totalitarianism, brooks very little dissent, dummy opposition. And Volodymyr Zelensky coming from a completely different tradition, the two had good chemistry and they managed to have good rapport when they met. Non-interference being a cardinal principle of how they interacted. But, you know, Belarus allowed its territory to be used for this Russian invasion of Ukraine. And only a few months later, Lukashenko said the war is dragging on and so forth. But, you know, Lukashenko is in an invidious position. I've got, you know, sympathy for him. He's an evil tyrant. It was all his own fault, because if he doesn't help Russia, would Russia cut him off economically? There's sanctions from Western countries. The United States reduced these a little in return for some prisoners being released and so forth. The European Union refuses to do so. Obviously, the elected president of Belarus, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, is living across the border in Lithuania, is fated by the European Union. And there are some people who want democracy in Belarus who would like to join the European Union perhaps one day or not, but certainly they want a free country. And if Lukashenko does remove this Russian equipment, would Putin invade fully? Would he annex them? Because in some ways he went for the wrong target. A far easier target was Belarus, which had lots of Russian military bases in it anyway. Was a country of, say, 9 million people as opposed to Ukraine's 40 million people, was smaller in area, couldn't have resisted, and so on. And some of the Belarusian KGB would easily be suborned, or the armed forces. Now, why did Belarus not to go to war against Russia? Russia's got a real manpower shortage. They might want that. Partly they say they're very poorly equipped. They haven't fought since Afghanistan in the 1980s when they're part of the Soviet Union and so forth. That's why I think Lukashenko probably won't remove it, feels he can't remove it. And Russia might demand that Belarusian troops be at these sites so that if Ukraine does fire with drones or missiles, is going to kill Belarusian troops as well. Would Ukraine resile from doing so? They don't want to provoke them into a war. Some Belarusian partisans who are pro-Ukrainian, they've blown up Russian planes and so on, Belarus. So there are Russian troops there. Russia's doing so badly. They're thinking, well, should we invade from the north again, from Belarus again? But they've got very few troops to spare. They're worried being pushed back in the Donbass. They're trying to conquer the whole of the Donbass this year, and it's not going to happen. They've got severe logistical problems in southern Ukraine, in occupied southern Ukraine, the Crimean Peninsula and so on. Low on fuel, maybe low on ammunition. There's a possibility there might be a Ukrainian breakthrough. And I mean, like advancing, say, sort of 10 kilometers in one day. That may not seem like much, but often, you know, armies are advancing 100 meters in one day. So 10 kilometers really would be major. And because the constant threat of loitering drones and so forth, that's why there tend not to be these dramatic breakthroughs. What really has been a breakthrough is the way that drone technology has advanced, and indeed unmanned ground vehicles, so-called ground zones, ground drones, sea drones, and so forth. So the Belarusian oil refining industry is a lifeline from Russia, so much as oil refineries have been destroyed. So yeah, what is to happen? I don't think that Belarus will move this Russian equipment until the Russians refuse it. They might refuse to remove it. Partly it's for navigation, helping their drones and missiles and so forth. And it shows how fairly confident Ukraine is. They're willing to say this, and they might even carry out their threats. The trouble is, if you don't fulfill a threat, then it's rather less credible, less time, a bit next time, a bit like the boy who cried wolf. But, you know, it seems that Lukashenko has it locked down. In 2020, the country was rocked by protests. It seemed he might be ousted. Now, and even Russia might have withdrawn support. But there are three constituencies a Belarusian president has to please. Has to satisfy Russia, on whom they're economically dependent, their military ally, their military bases, who could overthrow a Belarusian president if they really tried, Belarusian people and Western countries, if they want sanctions lifted. So satisfying the Belarusian people and the Western world is largely the same thing, because they would like free elections. We know when Belarusian people voted, they voted for Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. Those are seen as serious opposition candidates. They were all jailed, even though rather unthreatening. But they said people who even advocated unity with Russia, they've been imprisoned, even though Lukashenko himself said that Belarus was going to do that. Signed a legally binding treaties 27 years ago, still hasn't enacted it. So then Russia was thinking, it's dangerous to let Lukashenko fall, it's dangerous to save him. In the end, they chose to save him as much as they could. Push didn't really come to shove. There weren't that many people killed. It's in the tens of people killed. It wasn't having to go to the hundreds of people shot dead on the street. And almost everybody who's a dissident is either in prison or has left the country. So that's why he's actually in a fairly secure position. And this Ukraine war has actually been a bit of an economic boost for him, despite the sanctions, even more trade from Russia. And there's obviously a lot of job opportunities in Russia, remittances from Russia and so forth. You know, only you can judge a man from that company. He keeps Lukashenko's only friends are people like Emmerson Mnangagwa in Zimbabwe, or Masoud Pezeshkian in Iran, Kim Jong-un in North Korea, and so forth. So, yeah, and I reckon that the Ukrainians probably will do something, probably to show the Belarusians they're serious, say, what are you going to do? You're going to go to war against us? People say the Belarusian army might mutiny. Lukashenko is risk averse. I don't think he would get Belarus into this Ukraine war. He's had 4 years to do it before that. He doesn't want even stronger sanctions. He doesn't want to be even more enmeshed with Russia. He doesn't want to risk a mutiny in his army, which I don't think would happen, but I'm not sure. So it would have to be all stick, because there's very little carrot to keep his people happy. We shall see. So Ukrainians have got the upper hand. Mustn't exaggerate the degree to which they do, and they could lose it. The Russians could develop more successful countermeasures. It's why important that Ukraine presses this advantage, makes the most of this advantage whilst it still has it. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.